Applications are open for college scholarships and local grants. The votes are in. The city of Cortez released its unofficial municipal election results. The city of Cortez also saw its grant application come to fruition as Governor Polis announced the recipients of Colorado's Community Business Preservation Program. You're watching the Local News Roundup, brought to you by True West Auto and the Lohr Foundation. I'm Connor Shreve. The Dolores Chamber of Commerce and Rotary Club of Dolores will be awarding several scholarships to select Dolores High School students for college or post-secondary school. The Chamber will award $1,000 scholarship and two $500 scholarships to Dolores High School seniors graduating in 2024. The Rotary Club will also be giving the Patrick Colton Service Award to students who have dedicated time, energy, and talent to serving the community, and the Jim Phillips Military Award to seniors who have been accepted into the military upon graduation. Applications are due by Friday, May 3rd. The votes have been tallied, and Cortez has released its unofficial municipal election results. Four-year seats will be given to the top three candidates, with the fourth candidate securing a two-year seat. These new candidates will be sworn in on Tuesday, April 23rd at the Cortez City Council meeting. The council will also be electing a mayor on that date. City Council meetings are open to the public and available to stream online. Mancos Valley Chamber of Commerce has opened grant applications for member organizations, events, projects, and programs that promote Mancos Valley tourism. The deadline to apply is Tuesday, April 30th, and granted funds must be spent by spring 2025. Governor Polis and Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade announced the city of Cortez as a grant recipient through the Community Business Preservation Program. Of the 38 communities that applied, only 11 were selected to participate in the program. The city of Cortez will receive $10,000 to administer the program, with an additional $169,000 being distributed to the six selected Cortez businesses for economic development. The selected businesses include High Desert Life Outdoors, Love on a Hanger, Meriwether Home and Market, Nota Dene Trading Company, Turquoise Raven Art Gallery, and the Zoo Gallery. Learn more about these and other stories online at montezumalocal.news. Thanks for watching this edition of the Local News Roundup. I'm Connor Shreve.